This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had an awesome, relaxing, cool if possible, but whatever you got into this weekend, hopefully it was fun. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good on this beautiful, beautiful, steamy Monday here in Atlanta as, a great week. And hopefully everybody had a great weekend. If you're out there working, and we always say this, when is this time of year? Make sure you're hydrated because it's going to be a warm one today. And it's just sitting on top of Atlanta right now, all the heat.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, make sure you're safe and all those things as we get ready for another week. It's football season. There's a game this week. I know it's preseason and all that. But you get to see people dressed up in nice uniforms.
Yeah, man.
You get to see people dressed up in a nice uniform.
We're not complaining about it.
No.
Sort of an NFL football game. It'll be great. Yeah, whatever. Right. It's better than not having one like
exactly.
Last week.
Exactly. And as Atlanta fans of the teams in this city, boy, we need a break from something. Between that damn baseball team and that damn soccer team. Well, the Dream, they did win.
That's right.
They got, I think that was Minnesota's first loss at home. So congratulations to the Dream. Thank you so
Brittany
much.
Brittany Griner played awesome.
Played awesome. Mm-hmm. So thank y'all for that. But other than that, the other two teams. There's hope up in Flowery Branch, Andy. Hope up in Flowery Branch, Andy, that this year will not be, because we talked about this a couple months ago, it was always the Braves that would help us get through stuff.
Nope, not this year.
Not this year, damn it. They putting more on us.
They are.
Than anything like that. But, yeah, it is still, Falcons training. I saw the pictures this weekend. Looked amazing. The hill was completely full. I saw, Matt Ryan and the little cubes were there and a couple other people were there. So it looked like it was an entertaining weekend up there at Flowery.
Yeah, it looked awesome. Yeah. We had a great time Thursday, the first day of training camp, and then just the pictures and everything you've heard from everybody who was up there over the weekend. Like you said, those photos and videos of the hill, I mean, I've never seen it like that.
Yes, it was crazy.
In terms of full, and that's awesome, man. I love that the enthusiasm and the hope and the excitement is there. It should be. Day off today, and then first day of pads tomorrow. Yep. We'll be back out there tomorrow and Thursday this week. So we'll be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch twice this week. And the thing that happens, and it happens in every camp for every team every year.
Yep.
But maybe it's different because of who was involved this year for the Falcons, or maybe because it was twice or what. I don't know what it is. But nothing makes fans more excited. And I don't entirely understand why. And I don't know, maybe you can help me, or maybe you understand less than me. There's nothing that makes people more excited than training camp fights.
Yes.
Nothing gets people more fired up.
I don't understand.
Than James Pierce starting two fights yesterday at training camp.
Yeah.
And then I can't help it. Reading the comments, just want to gauge what people think, whatever.
Right.
I get in there and just anyone who was skeptical about trading up for him in the draft is sold now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got a dog.
Oh, yeah. And it's usually – and the dudes that are – and from but my – and
if that's what you needed to get sold on James Pierce, that's fine. I'm going to wait till the season
right.
and a couple seasons to kind of make my decision on him. But, man, people were fired up that James Pierce out there fighting people yesterday.
Please not get pushed around. You got a dog in him. Usually – and I've been through a lot of training camps, Andy – I was never in one fight. Because I'm like, it's too damn hot
you
to be out
not
here.
Have the dog
what
in
are we fighting about, man? You know, I never went in a fight with one of my teammates in a training camp fight, as a lot of players have never been in. And so this is one of those things where, you know, they probably were pushing him after the play or something like that. But usually the SAR dudes, like they're like third team, those are the ones fighting. Starters, we don't be fighting each other. Like, man, they got too much. It's too damn hot out here to be fighting each other. It's usually them ones full of piss and vinegar.
Backups
that
and
do
rookies.
All that. Yeah.
Backups and rookies.
And he's that.
He's a rookie.
And he's that right there. So, yeah, good for him. But I thought the other stuff I was reading is he was really good. He looked really good now. Sorry, Jalen Walker is getting something done to his body. I don't know what that means. They said they had to fix something with his body. I have no clue what that means.
What part?
I don't know. I hopefully it's nothing that, you know.
Hopefully not one of the important parts.
You know what I mean? But so hopefully he'll get out there soon. But yeah, I saw the fact that they're out there fighting and all that stuff. I'm like, hey, it is what it is. But yeah, vets, like, I ain't got time to be out here fighting. And then sometimes it's because you're going against a vet and you're going against one of these rooks that's full of, you know, pee and vinegar that wants to show you how much of a man he is. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, all right, dog, now calm down. All right, we're going to get better and all this stuff. But all that extra, sit your ass down, Rook. And that's probably what happened. But nothing big.
No, I'm sure. To me, it's not big. It happens every year.
Yes.
In every training camp.
Yes.
On every team.
Yes.
And, you know, some teams that have fights in training camp make the playoffs.
Yep.
Some teams that have fights in training camp don't.
Fights.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a direct correlation. But again, if that's what you needed to see to feel like the Falcons defense finally has that
dog
edge, that dog, whatever it is that you want it to mean.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Then it means that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it, he one thing about I mean from just watching him play, he ain't no punk.
Right. Like
James was,
he's
a hard-nosed, get-after-you type dude, man.
It'd be so disappointing if training camp of his rookie season were like that.
Yeah, but that's all that was, man. Just a little dust up. There will be others.
There will be more.
There will be more. And more likely, he'll probably be in another
one. Yeah, he might.
More likely, he'll probably be in another one. But, as long as nobody don't get hurt.
Yeah, problem is somebody did. Get hurt. Darnell Mooney is going to miss a few weeks of training camp.
Yes.
Sounds like he should, by what you hear, still be okay to play when the season gets underway. But that was day one, mm-hmm. right? That's when we were out there on Thursday.
Yes.
He left the field. It wasn't carted off or anything, but left the field and obviously follow-up questioning about that over the weekend. We find out he got a shoulder injury, came down weird on it, trying to make a catch.
Yeah,
so he'll be out at least to practice for a couple weeks.
Love the effort and everything. You can't do that in practice, man. You can't, you know, that's just one thing that you want to go all out and everything like that. Every ball in the air is yours. But, you know, diving and everything. I saw DK Metcalf had one, and he's like, just let it go. You were 5 yards out of bounds, you know. But, I mean, it's unfortunate, but but for them, it's not something that's going to miss a season. I saw they signed DJ Shark, and they said that they were working him out before this, so it wasn't.
Right. This was going to happen.
This
anyway,
was
going to
happen anyways. They said, and so you got another guy, another veteran pass catcher, and things like that. But that's the one thing you don't want that kind of. You don't want the injuries. You don't want the missing of time by players. You want everybody out there, because the thing about it is, because he's missing practice time, you got to reset all over again. I know it's one day, but it's about, you know, and this is a show that he can do running and cardio and all those different things. But you hate to miss those reps out there with Michael in this important time of the season for him as far as training camp and getting familiar with his receivers.
Yeah, because, again, remember kind of the first, I don't know how long of the season last year, really when things were going well, he was the go-to guy.
Yep.
I mean, he was leading the team in all kinds of stuff. He was leading the NFL in explosive catches last year at a certain point before, you know, Kirk kind of went sideways injury-wise and the play fell off. But, yeah, I mean, he's expected to be a big part of the passing game.
Yes.
He was nearly at 1,000 yards anyway last year
and
missed the final game because of an injury. So that's also part of it, too. I mean, it's the guy who in his brief time here has dealt with a little bit of injury. So, yeah, you hate to see that he's not going to be able to be out there. But again, if that's all it is and he's back out there when the season starts, that's great.
Yes.
DJ Chark, I can't believe this guy's been in the NFL for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is his 8th season in the NFL. Because I remember talking a ton about him leading into that draft because it was just like a Falcons needed. I think that was the year they took Calvin Ridley in the first round.
Okay.
I think it was.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that. But like, man, that's time flies. Certain guys like that just remind you how quickly time
LSU,
goes
right?
by. Yeah, he was an LSU receiver. Right? Yeah. I think they took him in the third round. Jacksonville did. Had a really good year. His second year had 118 targets, 73 catches and 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. And then he's been okay up and down since then. Said 500 yards in two of the last three seasons. Yeah, Last year was hurt. He's your fourth guy.
On most teams. On this team, he'll be competing for that fourth spot behind Ray Ray and the other guys. But, yeah, I mean, it's a veteran guy that knows how to play. Saw that he's had other visits, other places also, and the Falcons were able to snatch him up. And, you know, he has the opportunity to make the team. I don't know what he does as far as a teams guy because
when you
look at where he is, that's more of a teams guy. You got to be the fourth receiver. But that's usually where Kadarius Hodge plays, fourth or fifth guy. So, yeah, it's not something that's going to shake up the damn depth chart or anything like that. But he gives you another body, especially with the veteran player with the loss of a guy like Moody for we don't know how long it's going to be. So, yeah. Nice addition. They needed another receiver. Obviously, you didn't want to lose one to gain one, but he was going to be on the roster anyway.
So the Braves got swept.
Yep. It looked bad doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
except for Michael.
Saturday went to extra innings, so it was competitive.
You know they're going to lose that, right?
Right. So, I mean, you get into the bullpen.
Yeah.
They got smoked yesterday. Yeah, but I mean, you know, we're at the silver linings portion of the Braves season. The season's toast.
Who the hell is this guy pitching today?
I mean, I don't know.
Who's pitching today?
That's who knows.
I don't know.
It's probably on the sheet. We'll find it. But Michael Harris is batting .400 over the last 2 weeks.
Oh, Stratus going today? Okay, never mind.
That guy. I heard of him.
Who's going out? Who's after him? Then
that's the new guy.
You lose a new pitcher. You lost a pitcher. Grant Holmes is gone.
Right.
Yeah, so Grant Holmes is gone now.
But we got Fetty Wap on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They went out and got Fetty. They added that guy, who last year, by the way, they were in talks for at the deadline.
Uh-huh.
And the ask was Drake Baldwin. So –
who?
They
wanted to give up Drake Baldwin for
it. No. The Braves didn't want to, which is why they didn't.
The other team
wanted. They were like, "Yeah, we'll trade you Eric Fetty if you trade us Drake Baldwin." And they were like, "No, we're not going to do that." So sometimes the best trades you make are the trades you don't make.
How good is Fetty?
He was at one point pretty good.
Okay.
But he's not good anymore.
Oh, okay.
which is why he's a member of the Atlanta Braves currently.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, he's a starting pitcher who can at least eat innings because that's all it is. You're just crawling to the finish line at this point. And there's still a long way to go.
A long damn way
before the finish line gets here.
You're crawling the marathon right now.
Huh?
They're crawling the back end of a marathon.
Yeah, I mean, you're at the point of the marathon where they might medically ask you to stop.
Hey, man.
Like, hey, man, this may be not your year. Grant Holmes going on the 60-day IL due to elbow inflammation. That now makes all five opening day starters on the IL currently. And obviously Strider, who's going today, started the year on the IL. So
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's, you know. The story of this year continues. But Michael Harris hitting the ball.
Yeah.
Had almost like a cycle.
Yeah, man. I was hoping.
It was better than a cycle.
I was like, stop.
So because
he just needs the single. Stop.
Just stop at first.
Stop. But, he was doing good, running the bases really, really well. It's good to see him get going and all those things like that. But, yeah, it's just a miserable being. We know that a bad baseball team is the worst feeling in the world. Especially when they were supposed to be good.
Yeah.
And it's because
expectations are such a part of it.
Yeah, and because the injuries, obviously you talked about all the opening whatever pitchers, they're all gone. Then you got this ragged ass bullpen, and then you got a lineup that hasn't hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's just one thing after another that makes you 14 games under 500 or something
16.
Like that? 16 games under 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right down there with the Rockies. Remember how we were climbing the Rockies at the beginning of the year? Y'all are right there with them.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's sadly kind of the interesting part of the year now is, like, the Braves have a worse record than the A's.
No.
Yeah.
Talking about the guys are playing in Sacramento?
Yeah, they play in a minor league baseball stadium. They don't even have a home stadium.
Damn.
There's only two teams in the National League with a worse record than the Braves have. Like, there's a chance the Braves finish dead last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Last in the NL East.
Wow.
They got a game and a half on the Nationals right now.
Damn. Maybe they're trying to win.
The Nationals?
I don't know.
Oh, they're young. I don't know. Yeah. They got at least their, I don't know. Yeah. And then the Rockies have won 27 games. So at least they're there for you. You're not going to fall that far. Wow. But yeah, man. It's a terrible season. Sucks. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Monday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.